Next item on the agenda is pertaining to the lowly scupper porgy. Who has that one?
That's Jill. Ramsey.
Jill Ramsey. Hello, Jill.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, Commission members.
Proceed, please.
Okay, this is a public hearing today to amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-910 pertaining to SCUP to establish the commercial SCUP summer period fishery quota for 2020 and to modify language for the commercial SCUP winter 2 period per trip landing limit. Next slide. Okay, today we have two issues for you. The first issue is going to be about the summer period quota. In October of 2019, the Council and the ASMFC established catch and landing limits for the 2020 coastwide commercial scup fishery at 22.2 million pounds, which is a 7% decrease compared to 2019. And then on May 15, 2020, NOAA published their final rule that will decrease the coastwide commercial scup quota for 2020. SCUP is a little bit different as the coastwide quota is split into three periods, winter one, summer, and then winter two. Winter one and winter two are monitored by National Marine Fisheries Service, and the summer period is monitored by each state individually. Next slide. This chart shows the breakdown of each period. For this issue, we are just focusing strictly on the summer period only. The summer period runs from May 1 through September 30th. The annual coastwide quota of the summer period is 38.95%, and each state sets their own specific landing limit. As you can see here, in Virginia, we have a 5,000-pound possession limit. Next slide. So out of the summer period breakdown, Virginia receives 0.165% of the coastwide summer period allocation. For 2020, that gives us a quota of 14,287 pounds. So staff has removed the quota poundage number and replaced it with Virginia's percent allocation, just like you just heard from Shanna with spiny dogfish and also bluefish. This is going to increase regulatory efficiency when NOAA publishes their final rule. Next slide. Okay, our second issue today for SCUP is addressing the winter two per trip possession limit. For the winter two period, the possession limits are announced by National Marine Fisheries Services annually when it is determined how much of the coastwide quota remains from the winter one period. The winter two period runs October 1 through December 31st, and there is a provision in the fisheries management plan that allows for any unused winter one coastwide quota to be rolled over to winter two. Depending on this rollover amount, that will be the federal possession limit set for winter two. For regulatory efficiency, staff recommends language that would allow Virginia to reflect the per-trip possession limit when established by National Marine Fisheries Service. Excuse me.
Bless you.
What happens here in Virginia is that the National Marine Fisheries Service will announce the possession limit at the beginning of October. And the way our meetings are scheduled, staff can usually have it in regulation by November, but that's kind of an after-the-fact issue. So what we would like to do here is we would like to establish language where we can reflect what the federal possession limit is, and we do not have to change the actual number in regulation every fall. So once this trip limit is announced at the start of the winter two period, staff will post the information on the commission's website. And all of the vessels that are landing SCUP in Virginia during this time are federally licensed vessels. So they're already notified by National Marine Fisheries Service about the possession limit and have to follow them anyway. So staff feels that this is not an extra burden on our stakeholders. Next slide, please. Okay, our regulation changes for today. The first one's going to be in Section 20, the definition section. We're going to define the Virginia summer period quota means Virginia's 0.165% share of the annual coastwide commercial scup summer period quota managed by the Atlantic States Marine Fisheries Commission. Next slide. Okay, Section 45B, this is going to actually address the winter chew period. So during the commercial winter chew period, October 1 through December 31st of each year, it shall be unlawful for any person to possess aboard any vessel or land in Virginia any amount of scup totaling more than the federal per-trip possession limit that has been announced by National Marine Fisheries Service. This federal per-trip possession limit will be posted on the Commission website. Next slide. Okay, Section 45 again, this is letter C. This is going to address the possession limits and harvest quota. So this will be the summer period. The commercial scup summer period, May 1 through September 30th, shall be allocated 100% of the Virginia summer period quota. It shall be unlawful for any person to possess aboard any vessel in Virginia more than 5,000 pounds of scup during the summer period. Next slide. Staff recommends the Commission amend Chapter 4 VAC 20-910 pertaining to scup to establish the commercial scup summer period fishery quota for 2020 using Virginia's allocation, 0.165%, of the coastwide commercial scup summer period quota. Staff also recommends modifying language for the commercial scup winter chew period per trip possession limits to reflect the limits announced by National Marine Fisheries Service. That completes my presentation, and I will take any questions.
Thank you, Jill. Any questions from Ms. Ramsey by members of the commission on scup or porgy? They're hearing none. This is a public hearing. Anyone in the public wish to be heard on this matter, for or against? They're hearing none. The matter is before the commission for action.
This is Dr. Neal. Move to accept staff recommendation.
Motion made by Dr. Neal to accept staff. Is there a second?
Second, Chad Ballard.
Second by Mr. Ballard. Further discussion? Mr. Tankard?
Aye.
Mr. Zedrin?
Aye.
Dr. Neal?
Aye.
Mr. Ballard?
Aye.
Mr. Miner?
Aye.
Ms. Lusk?
Aye.
Ms. Everett?
Aye.
Chair votes aye. Motion passes unanimously. That's all I have on the agenda. Is there any other matter to come before this commission on this day? Anyone have anything under new business or wish to be heard? If not, I thank each and every one of you for your diligence, your patience, and your dedication, and your service to the Commonwealth. I hope all stays well, and if you need me, as always, don't hesitate to give me a call, and see you next time, same place, maybe same channel, who knows, but thank you. Meeting adjourned.